coming to the show. I am Dr. Matt Winning, the most positive name in comedy today. Winning by name.
Winning.
That's it. No, that's it.
There are so many shows focused on climate change in Edinburgh this year, it's practically a genre in itself. From comedy to contemporary dance to polystyrene, sheets and globes of this unrecyclable product, mainstay of ocean pollution, come alive in Materia, Andrea Salustri's moving hour of object theatre. In Space Hippo, Japanese shadow puppetry tells the science fiction tale of a dying Earth, the only hope a hippo sent to discover new worlds in space.
A lot of people, morons on the internet and friends of mine, would be like, oh, nature is healing. Is climate change fixed because of COVID? It's a good thing. Is everything going to... Is that a good thing? And what I had to tell people is, no.
I'd say the audiences are evolving more because more people are becoming aware of it as an issue. So the first year I talked about climate change was 2017, and nobody was talking about climate change.
The UK's summer of 2022, meanwhile, will be remembered as one of its hottest and driest. Wildfires have devastated suburban homes and hosepipe bans are in place to combat drought.
It's no wonder that climate change has become more and more prominent in the arts and at arts festivals like Edinburgh, as it becomes more and more prominent in each of our lives. The fine line that every artist must walk, though, is between telling truths that simply frighten and telling truths that inspire solutions and hope.
Have you heard? The end is coming.
High above, the midday sun glares down. Air shivers in the heat.
Ghosts of the Near Future is described as a cowboy noir fever dream about extinction.
Makes you feel quite doomed. Yeah, can't say I leave feeling joyful.
Not
yeah,
hopeful.
Not hopeful at all. No, no.
It's not like your bog standard, this is about the climate and we're going to talk to you about climate change. It really made me feel something. Like, I cried a bit at the end.
In this magic realist vision of a bleak future, there is neither hope nor fear, only the inevitable. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Edinburgh.